Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Up to 70,000 pre-kindergartners are losing access to Head Start and Early Head Start for even younger kids as a result of sequester cuts. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. The number may be slightly less than her prediction because local Head Start programs are finding other cuts to make in an effort to keep open slots for kids. But overall, Head Start is losing $422 million from its original $8 billion budget. Head Start did at one time receive a big boost to its budget from the stimulus. That went away, but a huge bump in enrollment did not. So let's check in one area. The Cincinnati Hamilton County Community Action Agency organizes the Head Start and Early Head Start programs in the Cincinnati area. Verlene Dotson is director. Verlene, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
And I understand you got some good news in that you thought you were going to get a $1.9 million cut. It was only a $1.2 million cut, but that's a lot of money. What percentage of your budget is that?
5.27% is what was cut in my budget. That translates into $1.2 million.
Yeah. What does that mean for you?
What it means is that there will be approximately 180 children denied access to Head Start program this fall. It means that there is a reduction in the transportation services. It also means that we have children and family who will not have access to health services under the Head Start program, and it means also a reduction in hours during the day.
Boy, 180 children. How many are in Head Start in Cincinnati?
We're funded for Head Start for 3,484,
yeah.
And we are a early Head Start grantee. This past year, we served about 4,600, and we're funded for 180. Head Start is just a two-year program, and at age of five, we must forward the children on to the school district. So some of our children, we had 1,800 that turned five this year. So those will become vacant slot, and each year we will fill them with more 3- and 4-year-olds.
And so are you going to have 180 fewer slots?
Fewer. That's correct.
So you're going to have to turn away kids. Thankfully, you won't have to drop kids because we're reading, for instance, the Huffington Post is writing about how in Indiana, the two Head Start programs, they're going to have to drop kids that are already in, and they took pulled names out of a hat to see which ones wouldn't be able to have the second year with Head Start. Thankfully, you don't have to do that. But what are you hearing from parents? There have got to be parents who thought their kids were going to get into Head Start, and they're not.
Well, actually, we're hearing from parents that they may have to choose between providing food, their children receiving health care as a result of having to pay market rate or reduced rate for quality child care.
Tell us more about that, because Head Start is about a lot more than having pre-kindergarten classes and getting ready for school. What else does Head Start offer?
Head Start offers comprehensive services. In fact, their investment in families and children of low income is greater than a stock market investment, in that the early education, the return for these children is more like 10% in comparison to a return from a stock market, which is around 7.2, because the program looks at the entire family. One of the major components of the program is a parent involvement, and we all know that there is evidence to support the more parents are involved and become an advocate for their children, the more likely these children will succeed beyond Head Start and into former years in college. We provide health services, dental, vision, physical. We also provide mental health services as well as the education component.
So in addition to all the services that Head Start provides, food.
Yes.
The big investment is that it pays off in the long run, that kids do better. It's like investing in the kids. What do you think of the cuts? What would you say to the people who backed them?
Well, you know, basically what I'll say is there's no economic recovery strategy stronger than the commitment to early childhood and K through 12 investment. Preschool education, early education, particularly for low-income children and family, does combat crime, teen pregnancy, and high school dropout. We also know the benefit shows up right away in early childhood investment. And if we don't take advantage of it, we will definitely incur an additional cost around $7,200 or so later on in special education and through grade retention. I will say to them that we have enough research to support that brain development is critical between 0 and 5, and that if we do not take advantage of that, we seriously have to look at the ability of our future workforce and our military. So early childhood education is really critical, and even more so that for children from low income backgrounds. So we will pay now or pay later.
That's Verlene Dotson, director of the Head Start programs for Cincinnati's Hamilton County Community Action Agency, facing cuts, as all Head Start organizations are, because of the sequester cuts. Verlene, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.